Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Messages from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking them the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javane, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, and I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555. Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's yeah. 7 foot tall. He's
and he's only, he's a kid.
He's right. A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, what's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Like you heard in the beginning of the show, this show is being brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough, Dwayne, the Mattress Guy. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. Oh, man, we have so much to get into. Ah, see this headline here. And it really makes you realize that everything is fleeting. When you see this headline, it really makes you realize that nothing in this lifetime is really yours. Besides your body, and even then, you lose it. What do I mean by that? Like the song Life is Too Short by the rapper Too Short, he talks about how you can want all these things in life, but you got to work towards it. And somebody like Rush Limbaugh, you can say what you want about his opinions, but he worked towards it. And then he died. And he made $175 million. And now he's either laying in the ground or is in a churn. You know what I mean? Like, this is sad right here. His oceanfront Palm Beach mansion radio talk show mogul bought for $3.9 million in 1998 is quietly being sold by his wife, 45. Oh. A wife at age 45, but they were married for 15, 20 years. Oh, I bet she was totally with him for that. That riveting personality known as Rush Limbaugh. Agents in the area say that it might be torn down by the new owner. Rush Limbaugh, who died in February of 2021, had multiple lots on Palm Beach's North Ocean Boulevard. He probably owned that whole area. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You probably just need to tear it down because I don't really see in this economy anybody going, oh, yeah, I can afford to move into Rush Limbaugh's house. You could barely afford to move into a house as it is. So I don't really imagine one person going, hey, can I get a tour? I can afford this. I love how these articles here, when you read them, I love how they'll say something passive aggressive, like he just bought it for $3.9 million in 1998. Like, oh, it was just, he just went into his pocket, which he literally did, and got the $3.9 million. It's just very, it's very humbling. It makes you realize that you're not worth his money. You know what I mean? I'm rich in my social life, and I'm rich, but you know what I mean? I'm not worth $175 million. And I'm looking at Rush Limbaugh's wife. He literally did the Don Imus Howard thing of literally having a beautiful young blonde wife. Seems like what every radio guy does, but especially Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, a man with a net worth of around $600 million when he died, paid $3.9 million for the Maine area in 1998. He's had five houses since 1998. I mean, I like in my one apartment. I often wonder what the other apartments or houses look like when famous people have multiple places. Like maybe you have one for your side chick, or maybe you have one. I don't know why you need multiple places. I'm going to be very frugal when I'm rich. I'm going to be a minimalist. But I would love to see what the other places look like that they don't go to as much. If there's like bugs or whatever. Because the one thing you'll learn is that a house can look amazing on the outside, and a lot of times the houses that look amazing on the outside, I'm not saying they don't look good inside, but a lot of them don't look as good inside. And then the houses that appear to be small on the outside, my goodness, especially in Florida, they are huge on the inside. 856-49-HOPPY. And let me be frank with you. Let me be honest with you when I tell you this. Rush Limbaugh is probably the greatest talk show host of all time. I was influenced by Rush Limbaugh, but not really. I was heavily just told by myself, I'm going to go into radio after listening to this man's show. Not really. I didn't like any of the opinions he said. I didn't like how he had to say Kardashian every time he said Barack Obama Kardashian. I didn't like that he was anti-gay and whatever. But my God, was that a captivating man. Not somebody I'd want to hang out with. Kind of an out-of-touch boomer like Ted Cruz saying the Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage in 2015, that was clearly wrong. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ted Cruz really wants some penis. He really wants some dick. Like he is, and if I was on the radio, I would not say that term, but he's really craving it. Why do you care what someone does? I don't get it. I'm so focused on my career and providing for my family, of my girlfriend and my two cats, that I don't care what you do in your bedroom. As long as you're not hooking up with kids or animals, do your thing. Ted Cruz being bothered by it, he's just jealous. I mean, look at your wife. It's definitely a beard.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Let me tell you, Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best around. Monday through Saturday, they have classes. He has women's self-defense class. Let me tell you, ladies, it's the place to be. Only $50. All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. For all the info, go to AmirAcademy.com, and when you walk in, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, about the most overrated show of all time, The Office. Right when Jim and Pam got married and there was no longer Roy there to cock block Jim, it went downhill. And when you tell me either your favorite shows are Portlandia, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, or The Office, that means you have no original taste. You're okay with going to Applebee's for dinner. And you're probably wondering, why am I talking about a sitcom that's beloved? Because I'm a grumpy person. Craig Robinson from The Office cancels North Carolina Comedy Club show after gunman runs into audience and demands everyone leave before opening fire. The shooter was taken into jail with no casualties. Dude, I don't even know how I'm going to be able to deal with my anxiety anymore. Whenever I go out, I'm always fearful of that. If I'm going to a nightclub or if I'm going to Publix, I always look to know where the escape is. Craig Robinson, age 50, a comedian best known for his role as Daryl in The Office, was evacuated with the employees of the comedy club and audience after the gunman entered the building. Police said the suspect entered the club shortly after 9 p.m. and began brandishing a gun while demanding that everybody leave the venue. Police said the suspect discharged the weapon after the club had been emptied. The suspect was taken in, and the motivations behind the incident are unknown. I would have to say that the underrated motivations behind any of these attacks is that there's a serious mental health crisis in this country. Everybody's talking about the inflation crisis. Everyone's talking about the gas prices going up or Joe Biden being our president. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is a huge mental health crisis. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I'm always available to be reached at. I'm never hiding. I don't really care. You know what I mean? 856-49-HOPPY. Fox Sports apologizes for using the 9/11 Twin Towers Ground Zero sites for Baseball in America graphics of the Yankees and Red Sox badges. I swear, before I even get into this, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that we are officially desensitized to 9/11. And it's not really our fault, but it's completely our fault at the same time. But it's not really our fault, but it's absolutely our fault at the same time. Here's the problem. It's going on 21 years ago, and so much has changed on this planet since then that because there's no social media, it's just kind of getting forgotten about. It's kind of turning into like, oh, remember Pearl Harbor? Like, think about the people that were alive for Pearl Harbor. To them, that was the worst day ever. And then they got older and produced people that, like us, were not around for Pearl Harbor or World War II. And it's something you learn in a book. That's what 9/11 is now. 21 years ago, Fox Sports would have literally been so patriotic. I would say 20 years ago, probably during the 2002 summer baseball season. They would have been like playing the national anthem. We were all about America at that point. George Bush is like, we're going to kick some ass. You know? Now it's like, oh, let's literally deface. I know it's not really defacing and it's not really vandalizing, but it feels like it. Through the green screen of this, putting the Yankees and Red Sox logo on the whole Ground Zero area. And here's why. It just felt like that was a topic that brought us together. It just felt like that was a topic that nobody was really like going, oh yeah, I'm on the other side. Like it felt like 100% of Americans were with each other, had each other's back during that time, and much more. And now we're separated. And to me, this is proof of being desensitized by 9/11. This is proof that we have forgotten about it. I mean, it's just crazy. Because in the moment of 9/11, if you would have told me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that we would be putting little decals, essentially, on the Twin Towers Ground Zero, I would go, no way, we're going to be patriotic 21 years later. But no, we are not. We are so far from patriotic, we are just separated. We are patriotic in the fact that we want America to do things for us, like to get us rich. But coming together as like a country and caring about each other, not at all. And I really think that has to do with social media and the fact that it's so easy to be mean. It's so easy to just go online and spew nonsense from behind the keyboard. I went on Reddit the other day, and to me, this was the most Reddit thing ever. I go on the Howard Stern fan page. And I just type in, hey, does anybody remember Scott Farrell's show from Howard 101? Like from 2006 to 2012, Scott Farrell is this crazy sports anchor, radio guy. And he did a show on Howard 101 that was just off the rails. It was absolutely insane. Some of the best radio ever. You can find some clips on YouTube, but it's one of my reasons for being hyper in radio. I absolutely adore Scott Farrell. He's not for everybody, just like how I'm not for everybody, but I adore him. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, he was so great. Or, oh, check with this guy. He might have all the shows. You know, a few inside jokes from within Howard's universe, but everything's fine. And then somebody comments, hey, douchebag, why would you want to listen to a radio show from 15 years ago? And I'm like, why do you care? And that's when I was done with Reddit. And today I was like, you know what? And I do this about every day, but all radio people do it. And if they tell you they don't do it, they're lying. But Googling and searching yourself on Reddit to see if the content you're putting up is good enough to be noticed, to see if the content you are putting up should be noticed. And obviously, if you type in my name on Google or on Reddit, it'll be like, oh, Cleveland Radio, blah, blah, blah. Or like, man fights in Florida boxing match. Like, there's all these articles online. And I found one for this thing called Who Are These Podcasts, which is this podcast that's very popular and I have respect for because they're popular. I think the content sucks, but I respect it. They're copying Opie and Anthony's Jocktober, where Opie and Anthony in the month of October, because it was Rocktober, they would do this thing where they would make fun of other radio shows, blah, 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 blah. And all their mean fans would get the Facebook pages shut down and much more. And I saw some person write, I think they should do a parody of Hoppy Hour on there. He sucks on the bone. I don't know how he got to work with Rover in Cleveland or Mike Kelton now, blah, 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 da, da, da. And I commented on it. I said, have at it. I don't care. I'll take the attention. And I mean that. If you're listening right now, have at it. I am so desensitized to everything, maybe because of the edibles. I would never take edibles for anxiety. Have at it. There's one thing that people don't really get. If you look at a hater, they have nothing going on. Nothing. If you have to rely on other people for content, you're dead in the water, man. You might as well invite Jaws over and you just drown. You know what I mean? I don't ever have to talk about anybody on the show because I can fill content. All these successful morning shows fill content by talking about themselves. The ones that talk about other people, yeah, it might work for a minute or two, but then it fizzles out. Life's too short. You know what I mean? I had a recent family emergency. Somebody in my family had a major seizure and now they're in the hospital. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. The person's fine. Keeping my privacy about it. I'm not going on social media like prayers, thoughts and prayers. But it's just like, I'm saying that to the person, keeping it within family business, being the mafia. You know what I mean? You don't need to know. But it really puts things into perspective. Like, I worked 12 hours at the Bone on the weekend. And the whole time I'm wondering how this person's doing. And there's things that are annoying me about my job. And you're like, I'm not dead. And a lot of people that fear death will go, oh, don't say that. A lot of people that fear death will go, oh, that's just being a little harsh. No, it's all you have. You somehow came into this world, if it was artificial insemination or normal sex, or that's the wrong way of putting it, not normal sex, heterosexual sex. However you came into this world, you came into this world, and then you're going to die. And everybody listening is going to die. Everybody. The haters are going to die. The lovers are going to die. It's crazy when you look at those pictures of the universe and you're like, that literally looks like a desktop wallpaper on a Windows XP 2003 or something. You know what I mean? But it's real life. We literally have no idea what's out there. And frankly, whatever is out there has probably visited this planet and went, no thanks.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Dwayne the Mattress Guy at Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. Let me tell you, I've known Dwayne for 6 years. He's a good man. 813-452-5555. And he also sells great beds. 813-452-5555. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. And he'll hook you up. You just got to mention.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-49-4-6-7-7-3. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let me tell you about the best podcast network in the land, quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
When you go to QODPOD.com, it has all the best podcasts in the world. And it has Hoppy Hour. We're also on Z Radio Live. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on Z Radio Live. Search it on Odyssey and TuneIn. And that's what we got going on, man. Kanye West returns to social media to brag about Gap hoodie sales as he asks for a meeting with Gap executive chairman and interim CEO Bob L. Martin. Kanye West returning to social media tells you one thing and one thing only. He is off his meds. Kanye West returned to social media on Thursday after wiping his profiles clean a few months ago following a 24-hour ban from social media. The 45-year-old shared a picture of Gap executive chairman and interim CEO Bob L. Martin to ask for a face-to-face meeting, writing, "On my mom's birthday, I was able for the first time to sit in on a Gap call with Bob Martin, Bob Fisher, and other leads of the company." How many Bobs are in this company? I bet on the way to work they listen to Bob and Tom. Bob Martin was one of the most inspiring people I've ever heard speak in business. Bob Martin kept saying, "Go to the shops on the call. I came to Gap to put good product directly in there." So yeah, he's probably chilling in Wyoming. Off the grid. Off the grid. You get the point. And then he's like seeing that he's not making as much money. And he's like, how the hell can I get richer? I got to go back to being mannequin, alienating everybody around me. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am so indifferent on TikTok. I like it, but it's the plagiarism. One person can have an amazing video or trend, and then everybody kind of copies it. And then it's just like you kind of get the bad energy from the people that copy the other videos because they're just not as good at doing it. It's like how in radio you have the big names. Rush Limbaugh, Elvis Duran, Howard, and Opie and Anthony back in the day. Ryan Seacrest, all of them. Then you have all the people in the cities that they're not heard and doing the same content as them. It's kind of the same thing with TikTok. You can get away with it until you get called out. A Denver tech worker is fired after putting up TikTok videos explaining how she got a new job that bumped her salary from $70,000 to $90,000. And this is a new trend that I have seen on TikTok where I go, are you trying to lose your job? One of them's like the corporate millennial, I believe, and they do videos about the annoying things that are annoying at work, and it'll be them sitting at the like desktop computer at their office in their cubicle or in their office, and the caption's like, just waiting for work to get over so I'm refreshing Facebook. But it's a lot funnier than that. And I go, oh my God, what if your boss saw that? You know what I mean? Lexi Larson was reportedly fired out of nowhere 2 weeks into her new job after her boss found her TikTok account where she posts salary transparency videos. Although the undisclosed company cited security concerns as the reason for the termination, it also admitted to Larson that she hadn't broken any policies. It's just somebody you don't want around. Anybody that has to name drop how much money they make, it's like, it's just annoying. And it's not because I'm jealous or whatever. It's more just like, it's so nauseating and unoriginal because you can't take that money with you. You know what I mean? She said, basically, my employer found my TikToks and really, really, really did not like that I was sharing my salary. Larson could not be fired for publicly announcing her $20,000 pay increase as she is federally protected under the National Labor Relations Act. I sent a lawsuit. Good old daddy. Either her sugar daddy, she looks like she has one, or her daddy, which I don't know if it's in her life. You can definitely kind of figure out that here's the thing. Someone's going to pay it off and she'll get another job somewhere else and blah, 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 da, da, da. Probably better she didn't work with the company. She probably got hired because she has a TikTok. And the people there were like, how the hell do we get rid of her? Because in any situation, if you're really wanted, you can get into any type of trouble. If you're really wanted, you can be protected. All right, let's see if this TikTok at all has any conversion to being listened to. You know what I mean? Because TikToks are visual. And this is a radio show. I got to skip over this because it's talking about, it's a video about her pay increase. Now, let me skip forward here. Let me skip forward here to her talking.
Consult with a lawyer, but for one, Colorado is an at-will state, which means you can basically get fired for whatever reason.
And she's doing that thing, too, that Amber Heard did where she looks like she didn't take a shower. Oh, I'm such a victim.
They don't even have to give a reason, I don't think. And second of all, the conversation I had with them where they told me specifically that their issue with my videos was me sharing my salary. That
And what does it do?
Happened on a phone call, which looking back does seem like a very calculated move on their.
I got fired via a phone call. That is when the corporate pussies don't have the guts to say goodbye to you to your face. Also, they're corporate pussies. So why would you expect them to be human? That's what happens to somebody in their early 20s when they get fired over the phone. They're like, oh, the disrespect. How dare they do that? And then you think about it years later and you're like, That would have been more demoralizing to get told you're fired in an office, then you got to clean your desk or do whatever and then walk out and say goodbye to the secretary at the front desk. Being fired over the phone's great because you can go about your day and go, let me go on my LinkedIn. Oh, no, please have me drive all the way there, having a panic attack, and then it happening.
On their part, but, I mean, there's nothing I can do about that, so I have no proof of that conversation. Also, the papers I signed were for a severance agreement. I don't start back at my old job until the middle of July, so to be honest, I needed the money. And just to be super...
Ah, man. TikTok can get you into a lot of trouble.
Clear, I did not share any private company information.
I don't care. She did a 6-minute video about this. Shut up. Sick. Can that fucking thing close? 856-49 Hoppy. I'm just saying, everybody wants to be a victim nowadays. I'm a victim. Some things are worth being left alone. I remember one time in 2004, I was at church. And this was when it was John Kerry versus George Bush. And I said to the old guy, his name was Jim Grzenia. I loved the man. He was like conservative as hell, but very polite. Very amazing. Didn't care about your political views. And I remember I wanted to talk to him about George Bush versus John Kerry. And he told me, you never talk about sex. You never talk about money, politics, or religion to anybody. And I've always kept it that way. If you have to let everybody know about your job, you got nothing else going on in your life. Like, you see this girl, when you live for your job and all you have is your job, you're dead in the water. You're done. Because they're just going to come and take the job from you. Because you had a life before your job and you're going to have a life after that job. It's a job. It could be a dream job. It could be a radio job. It could be a welder job. It's a job. Here is Amber Heard talking about Kanye West and why it made sense that Kim Kardashian dumped him.
What is your feelings about Kanye and Kim divorcing?
I don't have any feelings about it.
No, I said, did you ever see it coming? This just based on Kanye?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, I always hope for the best for people to be happy. I have my own issues and feelings, I feel about how our relationship was.
And you and her have the same birthday. So
we do have the same birthday.
I'm saying, like, you guys' personalities, with Kanye personalities, you could understand the mix because you guys are very similar as far as birthday type of deal.
Yeah, I think you can be similar as far as birthdays, but we grew up completely different.
Yeah, Philly, yeah, I'm gonna say, of course.
Yeah, I grew up poor in Philly. I had to hustle and struggle, and her life was very privileged with money and, you know, being out here in L.A., which is cool. But I always hope for the best for them. I never really had any ill feelings like, I hope they get divorced or he gonna get his day. I was kind of just happy and my marriage at the time.
We're going to move on, but it sounds like things are a bit better for them. The fact that she doesn't have to date him anymore is what makes it better. I often don't get why rappers get into trouble. And what I mean is, like, with Kodak Black, he literally got pardoned by the president and then has 31 oxycodone pills in the car. And I get that you're a rapper, and I get that you got to be edgy and that. But just ride around with like 2 or 3 oxycodone, and then if you get pulled over, pop them or whatever. And then you'll come off relaxed in front of the cops. But getting caught with 31 in the car? Leave that at home, bruh.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey, Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javane, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me. I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2. I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555. Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Oh, my God.
This little
bizarre,
guy.
Bizarre,
buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give
bizarre,
it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's bizarre, got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
It's time to turn Hoppy on. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio. At gmail.com, bruh.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Go to every single major platform that has a podcast. Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Deezer, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, all of the platforms, my man. Or my woman, or whatever you identify as. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. All right, time for some celebrity news on Hoppy Hour. You ready? I don't know if you're ready. I don't even know if I'm ready. All right, let's do it.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, yeah.
They do again. John Cena and wife Shay Shariatzadeh reportedly tied the knot in a Vancouver wedding celebration over the weekend, nearly 2 years after first marrying in Florida.
Oh, yeah, the second time's really going to work.
Neither the bride nor groom have publicly commented on the reports, but they were photographed entering the exclusive Vancouver Club venue on Friday in what appeared to be wedding attire. Shay looked ready for the altar in a backless white gown with floral lace detail and a classic updo, while John opted for a dapper navy suit.
He always looks dapper. He's John Cena!
The Canadian city is special to the couple, not only because it represents the country where Iranian-born Shay grew up, but also because she and John met there on the set of his 2019 comedy, Playing with Fire. They made their red carpet debut at the film's New York City premiere that October and reportedly married the following year at the...
It seems like he likes to get married very quickly. Interesting.
...office of Tampa attorney Dilip Patel, who served as officiant. It's no surprise to see the 45-year-old action star and the 33-year-old engineer keep their happy news under the radar. Back in 2020, John told Access Daily's Kit Hoover and Scott Evans why it was so important to him to make sure the private and public aspects of his relationship with then-girlfriend Shay stayed balanced and on their terms.
It's very good to if you're a public figure, and I'm a Z-minus public figure, but I'm a public figure nonetheless, and no one knows who the hell my girlfriend is, and it's amazing.
We love that you have found someone that you are loving on.
Got
right
it.
Now.
Can you spell her last name? Can you say it 3 times fast?
Yes, I can.
Embarrass the white man from a grumpy woman.
We were trying to do it.
We were challenged. It was a challenge for us. We'll show you that later.
What's the key to keeping some things private in your life for somebody who has to lead a public life as well?
Well, we all lead lives of sharing. We all have the ability. We see everybody's cell phone out. We all have the ability to share what we want. I think it's like with anything. If you set a goal, stick to the goal. If one of your goals is boundaries.
He's more influential or influencing than, let's say, Gary Vee.
Stick to the goal and don't be pressured. I mean, you guys are doing your job, so I appreciate you asking about my personal life. But it's always easy for me to tell you, like, thank you so much for asking. I don't want to talk about that. And that's a respectful rapport.
You were cute on the red carpet, though, with her, so I thought that was sweet.
With anything you choose to do, I think it's if you choose to do something, set up a structure that'll protect it. I have.
Got it, man. We got it. You know everything.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
In today's Tech Bites, TikTok's new content rating system. The company is comparing the rating system to the one used for movies or video games.
Oh, that's going to really work. Oh, I thought they cared about mental health. Lying scumbags!
System is meant to block videos with more mature themes from teens' feeds. TikTok plans to roll the system out in the coming weeks. WhatsApp is coming to Meta and Ray-Ban smart glasses.
Meta creeps the hell out of me. I don't know why, but probably because Mark Zuckerberg's behind it. I'd be scared if Mark Zuckerberg was behind anything or anybody.
Users can now make hands-free calls and send text messages on the Stories glasses, and users can also take photos and videos as well as listen to music. A similar feature was added to Facebook Messenger last year. And the draft list of 31 new emojis for World Emoji Day have been revealed. They include the shaking face, mainly for shocked reactions. There will also be an official high-five emoji along with an emoji featuring the Wi-Fi symbol. World Emoji Day is Sunday.
Well, that's good. The world is better off because of those emojis being brought into this world.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Netflix sharing new details about its lower-cost, ad-supported subscription plan and how it will all work.
Mm-hmm.
It's something the streaming giant resisted at first. Kaylee Hartung is in Los Angeles with that.
And then Netflix spent so much money that they're like, we're going to sell our soul.
And Kaylee, this all comes as Netflix has been losing subscribers for the first time in years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, Amy. Netflix has taken a big hit in recent months, even if one
big hit.
The benefits of a subscription plan on these streaming services is that you get to skip the ads. No fast forwarding required. But now we're looking at the future of streaming supported by commercials.
It's fine, honestly. Like, you can get up for 2 minutes, go take a piss or whatever. I'm cool with that. On the services I get, I get ad supported. I don't care. Oh, no. It's more annoying when the ad's louder than the show. That's the only thing I don't like.
Netflix is weathering one of the roughest periods in its 25-year history.
Yes, I had a horrible idea we were going in this direction.
I am suffering.
Losing 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter of 2022.
But I thought going woke never caused companies to go. How does it rhyme? Woken. Oh, yeah, broke. I'm just saying. You know?
And now bracing to lose another 2 million in the second quarter. Its stock price tanking. The service blaming competition in the market, inflation, pandemic disruption, and widespread password sharing for its problems.
Chrissy, wake up!
I don't know why I don't like things, man. Especially Stranger Things. Overrated show. Oh, no, you're a contrarian, right? No, I just think it's average at best. Oh, no.
Claiming that in addition to its 221.6 million subscribers, accounts are being shared with over 100 million non-paying households.
Got it.
You are the bane of my existence.
Oh, wow.
And the object That's Bridgerton. Of all my desires.
You're a boring-ass person if you like Bridgerton that much. Like, it's okay to think it's watchable, but anything in that category of TV, I don't want to hang out with you. And you probably don't want to either.
But this morning, they are preparing to change the game for subscribers.
Squid Game is coming back.
A new partnership with Microsoft to offer a cheaper subscription plan supported by commercials, something it had avoided for years.
Yeah. When you give horrendous comedians millions of dollars to do comedy specials, you're doomed. Also, the other problem is Netflix was really reputable when you could leave reviews on there, but then when Amy Schumer had that awful sitcom, or well, she had the awful, not sitcom, the sketch comedy show, but she had an awful comedy special is what I'm trying to say. And all the Trump supporters in like 2017 gave it bad reviews, and that was allegedly why they got rid of the reviews. Yeah. You can't handle the truth.
If you're currently a Netflix subscriber and you don't want the ads, you don't have to get them. This is really Netflix's idea of getting more people to buy the service by offering it at a lower cost.
I gotta skip over this because of copyright. It's about Disney Plus. I just gotta skip over The Lion King.
As Disney Plus is set to launch its own ad-supported version later this year, joining streamers like Paramount Plus and Peacock.
It's really crazy. I remember, like, I'm gonna skip out of this news clip. I'm gonna remember a time and bring it back to you guys right now. Let's remember this time. Oh, it was 2012, 2013, 2014. And Hulu and Netflix were the only options, and everything was on there. Not really. You could only get like two seasons of shows, but you were only paying $14. Did you really think that was going to last forever? It represents corporate America. The everyday average Joe always leaves fucked. If I was on the radio, I wouldn't swear. But now it's like paying for cable. But honestly, you're getting what you're paying for. You literally have access to anything you want to watch. You ever think about that? Everyone's like, I miss going out and renting a movie and having to drive back and make sure it's rewinded. Blah, blah, blah. No. I like paying per month and then having it in my living room and not having to see people in public. 856-499-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
WNBA star Brittany Griner was back in a Russian courtroom this morning in her drug possession trial. Griner's attorney told the court that Griner has a prescription for medical marijuana in the United States, and that's to treat chronic pain. Griner pleaded guilty last week to having cannabis vaping cartridge.
That's great that she has medical marijuana, but it's not legal everywhere. I'm just going to go on a limb here. If it's not legal in North Carolina, I don't expect it to be legal in Russia.
In her luggage, she said that she packed it by accident. Griner faces up to 10 years in prison.
856. 49, Abby.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Let's find out what the hell is going on from our favorite Hollywood Life and Allie, a cutie pie.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Cardi B's adorable little girl, Culture, and her massive birthday gift. This week, the rapper, along with her husband, Offset, gifted their four-year-old $50,000 in cash to celebrate this big milestone. The Migos star shared a video on his Instagram story of Culture holding five stacks of cash, and there was...
I like that, from the outside at least, they don't appear to be deadbeat parents. Hell yeah, brother.
Even a cute moment when she asked if the Bad and Bougie rapper would buy her some cotton candy while
Bad and Bougie is a legendary song. Bad and Bougie
holding all this money. But going back to the $50,000 gift, what do you guys think about this? Let us know in the comments. Moving on to Britney Spears, because she is back in the ocean and showing off all the goods.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the pop star posted some photos.
Britney Spears showing skin? She never does that. She's always dressed so moderately.
Yesterday, the pop star posted some photos of herself swimming underwater in her birthday suit as she covered up her private parts with white dots and a white X.
Got it.
Britney captioned the pic with "Keep swimming," and some of her fans in the comment section happily cheered her on as one person called her a mermaid.
Yeah. World's craziest mermaid.
Now, this, of course, isn't the first or probably the last time the singer will post herself nude online, but this is the first one she's posted since getting married to Sam Asghari. So
I love how this celebrity news network known as Hollywood Life, they like have the analysis. They like, you know how there's like people at ESPN, like ESPN Info, where they'll tell you, I'm trying to think of an example, Kevin Durant's 20-30 point games in a row is up there with Michael Jordan and Clyde Drexler. They'll show you some players and some analysis and whatever, or they'll be like, Curry hit 445 threes in a row, NBA record. They always show those facts on the screen, especially if they're doing good or bad. the same could be said for celebrities. They're like, oh yeah, it's only been 99 days since DaBaby's acted up, which is true. It's a Twitter account. And the thing with Britney, it's only been 45 days since she put up a naked picture. Woohoo!
It's nice to see she's still keeping that same energy now that she's a married woman. I wonder if Sam will join in one of these shoots.
Hell yeah, OnlyFans time. Dude, she would be the highest paid OnlyFans person if she just went out there and did her thing. You know?
Or does he take the photos? All right, and now on to the real reason you're here, and that's Selena Gomez getting...
No one's ever said, I'm here because of Selena, unless you're a fan. But dating-wise, hell no. She's high maintenance and very high maintenance.
All right, and now on to the real reason you're here, and that's Selena Gomez getting snubbed by the Emmys. The Only Murders in the Building star failed to earn a nomination in the lead actress in a comedy category, despite all of the rave reviews for the show and...
Sorry, you're not good enough. That's the millennial generation. I got snubbed. I've been snubbed my whole life. And that doesn't, you know, hold me back. I've been told I could never do it. And that doesn't hold me back. But Selena Gomez, oh, I should have everything given to me. And I wonder why men don't want to date me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by, Rich Kaley. RichKBarber.com. When I tell you that he is the best barber in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. For all the info, go to RichKBarber.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy Hot Topic!
Guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your CarGen Roundup, and we are starting off today with some good news as Travis Barker returned to the stage for the first...
Hell yeah, bro! He is a fighter!
...first time since his health scare. Recall that the Blink-182 drummer was hospitalized for pancreatitis due to an endoscopy. Last night, he joined Machine Gun Kelly in concert after MGK gave a heartfelt speech to the audience telling them that he idolized Barker.
We all did. He's a cool guy.
After the speech, the two rocked out to Kelly's new album, Tickets to My Downfall, and they played two songs together. Well, it's good to see Travis is back on his feet.
Yeah.
Or should we say, drumsticks.
Got it.
Let's jump over to Kylie Jenner, who took to TikTok to not only show off her fit physique, but also her dance moves. Just 5 months after giving birth, the cosmetics mogul rocked a form-fitting black sleeveless column dress and danced in front of a glass.
All right, it's not really translating to radio seeing her twerk, so we're gonna move on.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment, starting with Zendaya and her not-so-great cooking skills. Yesterday, the Euphoria star took to her Instagram story to share an injury she suffered to her left index finger, along with the text, quote, "This is why I don't cook." Zendaya added,
"Nah, because you're lazy."
Another shot of what appeared to be medical professionals working on stitching up her hand.
That's not me being sexist. I don't cook because I'm lazy. My girlfriend doesn't cook because she's lazy. We're all lazy as millennials. And we also really weren't properly taught how to cook.
And in a doctor's office. But despite the freak accident, the Emmy award-winning actress appeared to be in good spirits as she posted a selfie of herself smiling along her bandaged hand. Let's hope Tom's a better cook so we can avoid this in the future.
I got it.
Moving on to another nasty situation, and that's Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. This week, a Virginia judge denied the actress's motion for a mistrial despite the fact that her legal team presented evidence that one of the jurors was not the person who was supposed to serve on the jury. Now, for context, Amber's lawyers filed a 43-page document document asking for the verdict to be dropped, but the judge rejected the motion in a written.
Now,
let me explain
to commensurate this. Trial.
This is Idiocracy.
We're going to see if we can't come up with a verdict up in
it's
here.
It's literally the Amber Heard trial.
You ain't got no money. We have proprietarily obtained for you one of them court-appointed lawyers. So put your hands together and give it up for Rico Pendejo.
You're my lawyer?
Says here you robbed a hospital. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm not guilty.
That's not what the other lawyer said.
I mean, what the, listen, you gotta get me on the stand, okay? I can explain everything. We can take him to your house. We'll show him the pod that I came here.
Get up! Now, prosecutor, why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor, just look at him. And B, we've got all this, like, evidence of how, like, this guy didn't even pay at the hospital. And I heard that he doesn't even have his tattoo. I know, and I'm all, you gotta be shitting me. But check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
Jackson!
What are you objectifying on?
Come on, just get me on the stand.
Okay. Your Honor, I object that this guy also broke my apartment to shit. Yeah.
What?
And you know what else? I object that he's not gonna have any money to pay me after he pays back all the money he stole from the hospital.
Don't say I stole, you're my lawyer.
And I object that he interrupted me while I was watching Oh My Balls! That is not okay! I rest my case!
Your Honor, I'm pretty sure we have a mistrial here, sir.
I'm gonna mistrial my foot up your ass, you don't shut up.
Hot Topic. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment, and let's start out with Billy Bob Thornton as he made a rare red carpet appearance for the premiere of The Gray Man. The 66-year-old was joined for the date by his wife of 8 years, Connie England. Recall Billy was married to Angelina Jolie for 3 years.
Yeah, we remember, kinda.
The Fargo actor proudly posed with Connie at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood as the pair donned black attire. Billy wore black jeans and a black tank, while his wife wore a fun black dress covered with lace detail. Well, it's nice to see these two out, considering we almost never do. Switching gears to Elon Musk's dad, Errol, because oddly enough, he has just revealed that he had two unplanned babies with his 35-year-old stepdaughter.
Like deadbeat father, like deadbeat son.
He told The Sun in an interview published on July 13th that he had a son with Jana Bezenduout and a daughter who was born 3 years ago as well. He admitted that the second child was unplanned. Errol said, "I haven't checked her DNA, but she looks just like my other daughters."
Oh, that's good. You don't even know how many kids you have out there. I don't care how much money you have in the world. You're a deadbeat.
Now, I'm sure this is someone's fetish somewhere out there, but I'm out. Closing today with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The most talked about man, I feel like.
I know people don't say The Rock part anymore, but I still do. It's just fun to say. Regardless, Dwayne revealed the reason why he turned down an offer to host this year's Emmy Awards.
Because no one cares about the Emmys, and he doesn't want to be attached to a no-talent hackfest.
According to Entertainment Tonight, he was approached to host the 74th annual event, set to take place on September 12th, but he ultimately declined because of the schedule.
That's the reason.
He said it was just the schedule. I was really, truly honored when they came.
Oh, I'm so honored.
Came to me and asked, but it was a scheduling thing. That's all. That's
a scheduling thing.
Hey guys, it's Hetley for Hollywood Life with your Card Jenna Roundup. Today we present you with a segment called The Cutest Moment of the Week. All right, I made that up, but Travis Scott and his daughter Stormy may still win that honor. Yesterday, the duo took to Kylie Jenner's TikTok to post an adorable video of themselves setting up a volcano kit in their backyard. In the video, Travis can be seen helping Stormy add vinegar and baking soda into the volcano as the little lady counts down. The sicko mode singer asked her what is called the lava inside the volcano, and Stormy replied, magma. To which Travis asked what magma is called once it erupts from the volcano, and Stormy said with excitement, hot lava. The concoction gushed out of the volcano.
That's Wow, she's being a kid. Woo!
Kano, and they both had a great time. To see the full video, head on over to HollywoodLife.com. Moving on to Kendall Jenner, because fans got a treat yesterday when the 26-year-old model posted a series of photos and videos from a recent...
Oh, wow, she put up photos and videos. Ah. If it's not this, then it's the same old, same old.
Paradise getaway. Some of the content consisted of her posing against a tropical sunset driving a Jeep Rubicon with the lush mountains in the background, a cooler full of Modelo, and of course her 818 tequila, and most importantly, her variety of bikinis. Yes, she showed off her epic bikini bod with a fun bathroom selfie video. I'm not really sure where she went, but I'd like to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Soon. Closing today with the answer to the question we all have been wondering, and that's why Khloe Kardashian wanted to have another baby with her ex, Tristan.
The answer? Raging daddy issues.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let me tell you about the best printing company in all of the Bay Area and the universe, WestTraceprinting.com. Banners, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, go to WestTraceprinting.com and go there, get the invoice, tell them I sent you, and they'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meet Wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meat Wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Demi Lovato taking a rough fall this week.
I feel like her whole life has been a huge fall.
Singer posted a TikTok video of themselves and showed a cut just above their left eye where they said they needed to get stitches. Now, while the cut looks like it must have hurt, the pop star seemed like they had a good sense of humor about it as they...
That's good. I'm sure she's not on drugs or any alcohol at all.
Showed it to fans in a video with a silly TikTok audio saying, nobody's gonna know, how would they know?
That's good. But you're letting us know because you're self-conscious.
Following this video, Demi appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live sporting a bob haircut style with...
Did a bear shit in the woods? I've never met a Jimmy Kimmel fan in the last two decades.
Bangs covering the injury. Okay, but speaking of TikTok, Beyonce's finally joined the app, and she had a very special message for her fans. With only 2 weeks left until her album drops, the Queen Bee shared a montage video of all of her fans enjoying her newest single, Break My Soul, and she revealed that seeing so many people release The Wiggle made her so happy. Now, while Beyonce did not appear in the video herself, some familiar faces did show up, like Shangela, Cardi B, Josh Dior, Zachary Campbell, and a bunch of other creators that she credited in the comment section.
That's cool. A lot of times, like Kanye West on his last album, he didn't say who the fuck was on the song. He had like Playboi Carti and all these other rappers like on Off the Grid, and he didn't say featuring Frank Ocean or whoever was there. So you literally didn't know who was there. I appreciate Beyonce giving people the credit they deserve. A queen bee.
I wonder if we will ever get a video for this track. Hopefully soon.
Got it.
All right, and now on to Drake, because fans are very much convinced that he was arrested in Sweden this week.
What, for hitting up Millie Bobby Brown? Now she's legal. It's fine.
Now, as random as this sounds, a number of fans shared memes on Twitter responding to the rumor that Drake had been arrested, and multiple users also wrote about asking President Joe Biden to help free Drake, even though the...
Yeah, he can't even free... Brittany Griner. I don't even know I don't even think he would know who Drake is. The man who doesn't know where the hell he is. He's gonna know who Drake is. Get the hell out of here.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
How Pete Davidson improved Kim Kardashian's life.
Pete has got to be literally the best human being I've ever met.
Hell yeah.
Kim Kardashian is totally smitten with her boyfriend, Pete Davidson.
Oh, jeez.
And now E.T. is learning how Pete's improved Kim's quality of life.
Yeah. No longer is Kim Kardashian having selfish sex where Kanye West won't do any of the work. Now she's got Pete Davidson, who knows how to lay the pipe. Pete Davidson, he is a man around town. He is a man who knows what he's doing. He's laying the pipe. He is Pete Davidson. You go, boy.
It really is a game changer.
A source tells ET Pete and Kim are so in love. As for the reality star's demeanor these days, we're told Kim's living a full life.
That's good. Took her long enough.
Quote, Kim is light and happy with Pete, and it shows in so many ways, including being a mom, with her work, in her friendships, and more.
Wow, she's actually like living life. Something Kanye West will hold you back from. You know Kanye West is awful when people are like, I don't care how famous he is. All those people, like, who is that girl that was in Uncut Gems? We don't even remember her. Like, she was cool with going off the grid, literally.
It's amazingly full.
Meanwhile, Pete has made a real effort to immerse himself into Kim's world, including bonding with her four kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
Oh, yeah. Father of the year. I mean, he's doing better than Kanye.
Our source adds, he is so amazing with her children, and she loves seeing him be silly with them and take an interest in their lives.
Something her father never did.
And Kim's whole family definitely agrees.
And I love the chemistry that Kim and him have together. It's really sweet.
Now I just need them to do something crazy, because Pete's a little too normal for me. I am Chris Kardashian, and I always exploit my family. I don't always exploit my family, but when I do, I really exploit them.
Chemistry. I was like, okay.
Chemistry.
Chemistry. It's a deep connection that's only grown stronger since Keith made things official back in October.
I love all their nicknames. It sounds like STDs. Keith, Kravis. Oh, yeah. And whatever the hell Chris Humphries was.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, Devin Prasad, over at FitSageFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
RyanHoppyRadio.com. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Cardi B is getting real about motherhood and explaining why she refuses to hire a nanny.
Because it's hard to trust people.
Like having a baby that like the whole world wants to see and watch and know. Mm-hmm. You just have to be very overly protective.
The rapper covers Vogue Singapore, and inside the mag, Cardi shares she originally thought she'd hire help to travel with her while she works. Quote, everybody was so nervous for my career and future, but I kept telling them, it's easy, trust me, I'm going to hire a nanny and she's going to travel up and down with me, it's not even going to be a hassle. But plans changed when her daughter Culture was born. When the baby got here, I couldn't even think about getting a nanny. Cardi's reason? She says she was afraid of anybody being around her little girl besides her family.
What does it mean to be a mother?
I don't know.
It means everything. It's like a feeling that it's indescribable. It's like love, joy. It's a switch.
And now, Cardi is a mom of two. She and her hubby Offset welcomed their son Wave last September. And like any mama bear, she wants to raise her kiddos to be the best version of themselves.
Hell yeah!
Cardi says of Culture, I want her to do amazing things when she grows up.
By you putting it out there, she will!
I want her to be smarter than me. Just be the better version of me.
Guys, I just want to show people how beautiful and how precious she is. She's so precious.
Mm-hmm.
But despite her and Offset's massive success, she's determined to keep them grounded.
That's good. You do you, Cardi. You do you.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
I've dyed my hair so many times. Black is kind of what feels the most like me, weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, I think I'm naturally blonde. I haven't had natural hair color in a long time, but I think I'm naturally blonde. It's much easier to go out in the world and be a normal person with a normal hair color for me. It's kind of a life changer.
Billie Eilish gets real about her hair journey, revealing why she's no longer dyeing it wacky colors.
Dude, here's the thing, bro.
In a vlog for Vogue, the singer shows off her post-performance nighttime beauty routine, including a hair treatment, which inspires a little talk about those locks.
My hair, it has randomly in my life been a thing that I change a lot, and I've had many, many, many different hair colors.
Wow, you're doing your hair. You're so cool!
Yeah, we love a surprise Hollywood coupling. A source confirms to ET Bradley Cooper and Huma Abedin are dating.
Oh yeah, who?
I just want to make sure we give people what they want.
So, what's the story with these two? Let's take a look. ET's insider has all the details about the new romance. Our source says, quote, the couple has been quiet about their relationship and has
Bradley Cooper is real good at being low-key, I respect it.
Avoided being seen in public. They wanted to get to know one another more before everyone chimed in once they found out.
Got it.
Of course, Huma is no stranger to the public eye.
I have been the invisible person behind the primary people in my life.
She's currently Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, following years of working closely with the former Secretary of State.
Oh, she's working with Hillary Clinton and Bradley Cooper's dating her? Rest in peace in the future. Well, to all of us, but Bradley Cooper.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ricky Martin is speaking out against claims he was romantically involved with his nephew.
Could you imagine if he was just like, oh yeah, we were in love? Like, of course you're going to deny it.
The music superstar's lawyer, Marty Singer, issued a statement to the Today Show on Friday denying the allegations after reports surfaced online, saying, quote, unfortunately, the person who made this claim is struggling with deep mental health challenges.
Yeah, maybe because something happened. Acting like mental health is a bad thing. Fuck you.
Ricky Martin has, of course, never been and would never be involved in any kind of sexual or romantic relationship with his nephew.
Jesus. It just feels like he would.
The idea is not only untrue, it is disgusting. We all hope that this man gets the help he so urgently needs, but most of all, we look forward to this awful case being dismissed as soon as a judge gets to look at the facts. Singer did not identify the nephew by name, and according to NBC News, it remains unclear if he has legal representation at this time.
I'm going to assume he will.
The latest development comes weeks after Martin denied allegations surrounding a domestic abuse restraining order filed against him in Puerto Rico this month. Police spokesman Axel Valencia told the Associated Press at the time that authorities attempted to serve the singer in his coastal neighborhood of Dorado, but according to the AP, Valencia said, quote, up until now, police haven't been able to find him.
Sounds like everything's good over there. What else is going on in the world of celebrity news?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Everyone's favorite deadbeat dad!
Nick Cannon is out here sparking some major rumors.
Oh, what?
Just days after the TV personality admitted that he still has feelings for his ex-wife, Mariah Carey, Nick took to Instagram to share what appears to be engagement photos.
Oh, wow. He's so cool, bro. You're so cool, Nick.
In the first pic, Nick and a mystery woman are captured embracing one another. And in the second, a snap of a very large diamond ring in a box.
And if that woman thinks he's loyal to her, dummy, she better be cool with multiple women on the side and the chance of either getting Kravis or Crete.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by DBInfusions.com. Get the best Delta 8, whatever the hell you need. DBInfusions.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey, hey. It's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
RyanHoppyRadio.com. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Katherine Schwarzenegger loves being a mama. The 32-year-old took to Instagram on Friday to share an adorable snap with her and Chris Pratt's 2 daughters, 1-year-old Lila and newborn Eloise.
Everyone hates Chris Pratt. It's like, whatever. He's just another person you're never going to meet that you're getting too offended over.
In the pic, she holds Lila on her hip and has little Eloise in a pouch on her front.
She's being a mom. Wow. Whoa, 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 whoa. That. Wow. You're doing the basics of being a mother? How riveting. How cool. Just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. Yeah. I like this new TMZ music. You can really get down in the club and party this. Oh, yeah.
Britney Spears out for a drive when calamity strikes. Although, actually, look, I know this has happened to me. Has this ever happened to you?
Hey, you know what? It hasn't.
Never happened to you.
Nope.
She ran out of gas late night on the freeway. They're just going to exploit her. So, oh, man, if it was anybody else. But when it's Britney, it's just weird. Here's Ray J talking about haters for his new tattoo. I love haters.
There's a lot of people hating on the leg tattoo.
I know. Listen, they
tripping. What's going on?
Hey, look, it's my leg. It's my leg. It's my sister. She was a little uneasy about it, but if you check out Mash Cow's page, he's one of the dopest tattoos.
No, I know him.
And it's
know.
Hard to get him to tattoo. It's like booked for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
I like the tattoo. When you see my whole leg, I mean the whole leg.
But what was she like about the bloody eyes?
That's his style. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell an artist not to put his signature on it.
You can't tell Picasso not to trip it out, right? Like, but
I would not compare Picasso to somebody that gave Ray J, you know, a tattoo. Now, if you're ever down in life and you're really depressed, remember that the advice in the beginning of the Kim Kardashian Pete Davidson sex tape?
She changed to week, all I told you. Man, Ray J, let me tell you something, homie. When you jacking off to this, and when you really just in your zone, go hard on them, homie.
Yeah, that's life advice you can take with you to your grave.
They do. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have reportedly tied the knot.
Publicity, publicity.
According to court records obtained by NBC News, the couple obtained a marriage license in Clark County, Nevada over the weekend. Clark County rules state that couples have up to 1 year to make their unions legal once the license is issued, but TMZ reports that a source says they went through with the ceremony in Las
Vegas. I feel like the only reason they are getting married is because that's the only person that can deal with Ben's douchebaggery.
Las Vegas, and are now officially husband and wife. Access Hollywood has reached out to both A-listers' reps for comment. The happy news comes 3 months after Jennifer announced that she and her on-again beau were engaged for a...
That's good. It's going to definitely work out, especially they're lucky they're rich if they have kids. Why?
With inflation on the rise, the cost of living in the U.S. is going up.
That's right.
It's literally a scam. You don't really want to be brought into this world, and then you can't afford it, and then you die. Bullshit.
But it's not just food and gas that's getting more expensive. According to AmericanProgress.org, the price of childcare is just over $1,300 a month. Now, that is...
That sounds good.
It's about 21% of the average household income.
And having kids is so worth it, though. It's so wonderful. Whatever. Speaking of kids.
Rihanna still shines bright like a diamond.
I get what you did there.
The new mom glowed in a rare and surprise post-baby public appearance this week, attending the Mexican Genius's immersive exhibit in London that showcased work from Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera.
Man, Rihanna's beautiful. She's the reason I like women. I rented that album, the first one she had in 2005, and
34-year-old Ree kept it casual in an all-black ensemble that featured a flowy blouse and loose denim paired with sneakers and a statement necklace.
Doesn't really translate to radio, but she was out there dressing nice. Speaking of things that influenced young elementary school Ryan Hoppy to like women, it was this movie with Beyonce.
Beyonce has always embraced her curves, and she once spoke up after they were apparently photoshopped down for a movie poster.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
On Friday, Vulture published an oral history of the Break My Soul singer's role in the comedy Austin Powers in Goldmember, which hit theaters nearly 20 years ago.
Well, it was 20.
As part of the flashback, the film's makeup artist, Kate Bisco, recalled that Bee got a peek at a draft of a Goldmember poster and called attention to the fact that she didn't look like herself. Kate told Vulture, "When we were shooting, someone brought her a poster that would be promoting the movie. He showed it to her, like, 'Do you like it?' And she was kind of like, 'Yeah.' He goes, 'What's the matter?' And she says, 'You made me too skinny. It's not me.' Then she..."
Like, skinny girls are cool and all, but man, the little thickness? I can get down with the thickness.
She did this hourglass shape. Kate said the man told Beyonce they'd fix the poster, adding, "She walked away to go do the scene. And I looked at him and smiled, like, 'Is that the first time you've ever had an actress ask you to make her body bigger?'"
The original feminist.
He was like, "Yes, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars, but I'm going to do it."
A movie company spending thousands of dollars? No!
Beyonce has long been an advocate for body acceptance. In a Vogue cover story in 2018, she reflected on her decision to not put pressure on herself to lose weight after welcoming her twins, Rumi and Sir. She wrote, "During my recovery, I gave myself self-love and self-care, and I embraced being curvier. I accepted what my body wanted to be. After 6 months, I started preparing for Coachella. I became vegan temporarily, gave up coffee, alcohol, and all fruit drinks. But I was patient with myself and enjoyed my fuller curves. My husband and kids did, too."
Well, your husband kind of did, and then he thought about his side chicks. 856-49-HOPPY.
When a young fan of The Weeknd was heartbroken over his postponed concert, the singer saved his tears with an unforgettable meet and greet.
Hell yeah, you're a good man, The Weeknd. The Weekday! He's a dish.
The Blinding Lights singer flew out 6-year-old Phoenix Prince and his dad, Blake, to see him open his After Hours Till Dawn tour in Philadelphia, days after his first tour date in Toronto was posted.
That's cool. He's out there meeting fans. We're just kind of going through the speed round. Chris Hemsworth's wife didn't like his Thor muscles. All right. I bet Chris Hemsworth's wife then should take back all the money that she's taken from him when he's bought her things because of the movie. You don't like the muscles? You don't like the money either.
Chris Hemsworth's Thor physique may have been impressive on screen, but at home, not so much. The Marvel...
Uh, That's going to make him want to hang out with his wife.
Superstar told USA Today recently that his wife, Elsa Pataky, wasn't here for his superhero muscles and even thought his bulk was over the top.
Oh, man. I bet that marriage is going to last forever and ever. Hey, Alex, can I get girls that are high maintenance for 2000?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Over.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we have on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javain, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan. You're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.